Vicki Granato, Vice President of Corporate Communications for Energy Transfer Partners.
Outstanding, and thank you for joining us here today. We're talking about a recent donation that Energy Transfer Partners did. So, Vicki, talk about the recent donation you guys made.
Well, I'd be happy to. Actually, the donation is coming from our Dakota Access Pipeline, which went into service there in North Dakota, originating in North Dakota, traveling across four states, ending in Illinois. So that's been in service now a number of months, and it's part of our corporate philosophy that as we build pipelines and operate pipelines in communities across the country, that we give back to those communities. We certainly want to be a valuable member of the communities, a good business partner, that sort of thing. So community investment is part of what we do, and it's near and dear to the partnership. So we're doing that this week, beginning in North Dakota, where we are reaching out to at the county level across the state, and donating $20,000 to each emergency response department. That's a logical partnership for us. If there ever was something where we, you know, had an incident and needed a response, that's where the response would come from. So it's certainly something that we view as a valuable relationship. We're also giving to 4-H and Future Farmers of America groups that are in all the counties along the four-state route. So we're looking forward to forming these relationships. We view them as long-term relationships. As you know, when you build a pipeline, the pipeline operates for decades, and so we view these relationships in the same way. In North Dakota, these donations actually follow a larger donation that we made a month or so ago now to the state of North Dakota. That one was a $15 million donation. That one's a little larger for us than we typically do on a county-by-county basis, but that was something we felt was the right thing for us to do in terms of all the support that we received, that the citizens of North Dakota received from the local law enforcement, and so a way for us to help them cover their budget areas in and around the costs associated with that.
Well, I tell you, I imagine the $15 million came in very much handy, that sort of thing, with budget cuts at the state level and the counties. You know, one thing I remember when I was out in Dickinson, I learned this. I kind of knew it, but I didn't know the number was so big. Volunteer firefighters. Now, you mentioned the emergency responders. I didn't know this. Like, it's something like 90% of fire departments in the country are volunteer. And so whenever these donations come into these emergency responders, boy, they really can make these nickels turn into dollars. Really, at the end of the day, they stretch it is what I'm getting at. Did you know this about the firefighters at all, or is this kind of old news, I guess?
No, I would say I didn't know specifically 90%, but yes, through our research, we have learned the same thing that, you know, the surprising number of the fire departments are volunteer, and so, as I mentioned earlier, this is something that we do across the partnership. We're doing it for Dakota Access currently, but that is something that we do in all the counties in which we operate around the country. So we operate 71,000 miles of pipeline across the country. Some of that is crude, some is natural gas, some is refined products, so a wide variety of pipelines. And working with the emergency response departments, which does include the fire departments, is something at a partnership level that we do. And so we're certainly happy to extend that, you know, to North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois.
Well, I think anytime we can get the firefighters some new trucks and some new equipment, I think is great. I don't think they get enough credit out there. That's for sure. I did want to ask you this. You mentioned 4-H, FFA, Future Farmers of America, And then, of course, you got the law enforcement and firefighters, that sort of thing. These are very foundational things for communities, you know. And you guys are in oil and gas. I mean, it's you aren't really giving to oil and gas. You're giving to things that are very important to communities outside of oil and gas. I mean, if you guys were to, you know, just to keep a community running, so to speak, on a daily level, do you guys notice that, or is that just something that I guess you guys have organically done?
You know, I guess we've organically done it. I think one of the things that drives, you know, Dakota Access and Energy Transfer Partners is, you know, I don't know if people sometimes overlook that. We like to say that, you know, we live here and work here as well. We're part, you know, part of the communities. We've got employees that operate and maintain our pipelines, which means in all these counties, we probably have employees that live in those counties. So supporting the foundation of these communities, you know, is something that our employees are also a part of. So it's just, you know, I guess being part of a good corporate citizen.
And that's important to point out too, is the corporate citizen part of it as well. Okay, final question here. We're talking with Vicky Granado with Energy Transfer Partners, talking about some donations that have, I guess, been given over the last few months to a number of different states, a number of different counties, a number of different agencies. The reason I bring up those different donations, and I'm even going to lump in a story or two I did last year on Crestwood with a donation they gave, and XTO as well, and even I'll even throw, you know, One Oak in there with some of their construction they've done out in even Sydney, Montana, putting new offices in, that sort of thing. What I'm getting at is that the energy companies are not really ones to blow money unless it's done wisely. They spend money wisely. And it just seems like these are signs of long-term commitments from the energy companies. That's how I look at it, like signs that, hey, they're going to stick around here for a long time, because people always do question that, it seems like. And the shale business has completely changed over the past decade, in my opinion. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Sure, definitely. And yes, I think, you know, we, again, pipelines run and operate, you know, for decades. So we do look at this as a long-term commitment. Our CEO, Kelsey Warren, has been very open and has been quoted a number of times in media interviews that he has done that, you know, this is a long-term commitment from us in terms of Dakota Access specifically, that we will continue to be a good corporate citizen in these communities. And it, you know, it is something that we will, you know, look at year after year.
Any final thoughts? Any final words?
You know, just that we, you know, we're thankful for the support that we received when we were constructing the Dakota Access Pipeline. We're happy to say that it is safely in service, and that again, you know, it's been a long process. We're happy to be where we are, and we're happy to be able to be in this position now where we're able to give back.
Folks, if you're anything like me, you like a good cup of coffee. And let me tell you about a good cup of coffee right now available at mystore.com. Folks, let me tell you, this is championship coffee. We're talking organically certified, non-GMO, part of the top 2%. 2% beans in the world to give you a rich, smooth, easy to drink cup of coffee available at mystore.com. Use the promo code Otis for a huge savings at mystore.com. Get your coffee subscription today at mystore.com, and don't forget to use the promo code Otis.